A troublesome electronic voting machine business is changing hands. Diebold announced it's selling its voting machine subsidiary to a rival. This is unlikely to erase concerns about electronic voting. From member station WKSU, M.L. Schulze reports.
Diebold has been trying to sell its voting subsidiary for more than 2 years and finally reached a deal with its chief competitor, Election Systems and Software. Diebold gets $5 million up front and takes a roughly $50 million loss. Gil Loria is an analyst with Wedbush Morgan Securities who says Diebold intentionally let its voting subsidiary languish.
They didn't want to invest in a business that was causing them this much of a headache and that they believed that they would eventually divest of.
Critics insist Diebold's voting software jeopardizes fair elections, including allowing someone to delete votes. Among those critics is Candace Hoke, founder of the Center for Election Integrity. She says selling one of the country's largest voting machine vendors to the other hardly soothes her concerns.
The combination of those two companies into one creates tremendous power over our voting systems, and that concerns a number of people.
Diebold spokesman Mike Jacobson says the electronic voting business was a bad fit for his company because the rules kept changing.
We acquired Global Election Systems early in 2002. We did so with a number of assumptions, such as the development of consistent state and federal guidelines for our voting system. And you know, many of those assumptions just never materialized.
Even with the sale, Diebold faces state and county lawsuits over voting problems. For NPR News, I'm M.L. Schulze in Kent, Ohio.